Thank you, Christina, for that lovely introduction, and thank you, World of Wellesley, for hosting this special event honoring the life and legacy of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. This annual event is something members of my congregation look forward to each year, and I commend you on arranging this innovative online get-together during a time of national crisis and global pandemic. We know that the coronavirus outbreak has had a disproportionate impact on people of color and minority communities, and I want us to name deep grief around that. I hope the COVID-19 memorial plan for tomorrow night can help us acknowledge that difficult reality together. This past year, we have been witnesses to the ways that lives of people of color have been discounted in this country throughout the centuries and up into the present day. And we are right to rise up in protest against everything that conspires to legitimate it: police brutality, unchecked vigilantism, punitive legal practices, racist policies and attitudes. In his 1963 letter written to clergy from a Birmingham jail, Dr. King stated, "We are tied in a single garment of destiny. We are caught up in an inescapable network of mutuality. Whatever affects one directly affects all indirectly. Whenever will we recognize that?" At UU Wellesley Hills, where I have the privilege of serving as senior minister, we are proud to partner with World of Wellesley in its local anti-racist programming. We believe that the town of Wellesley, and indeed all of Metro Boston, can and should be a more welcoming place, a place where no one need doubt their fundamental value and rightful belonging, a place where people are treated kindly and fairly. Since 2017, we have held a monthly Black Lives Matter vigil on our church campus, and we invite all of you to join us in that one of these days. We stand for racial justice along Washington Street at 12:30 p.m. on the first Wednesday of each month. Additionally, we work closely with our program partner, the UU Urban Ministry in Roxbury. In June 2020, after the killing of George Floyd, we passed a congregational resolution declaring our commitment to being an anti-racist organization. You can read more about that on our website. In the spring of 2021, our common read is Cast, The Origins of Our Discontent, by American journalist Isabel Wilkerson. Members of the larger community and interested others are welcome and warmly invited to join us in a discussion of that on the evening of Tuesday, June 1st. The current senior pastor of Ebenezer Baptist Church, where Dr. King was ordained, served, and was eulogized, the Reverend Dr. Raphael G. Warnock, was recently elected the first Black senator from the state of Georgia. He has carried on Dr. King's tradition of calling Americans into fuller life in beloved community. On the campaign trail, he has insisted that people of faith and moral courage should lead the charge and embrace the challenge of correcting injustice and empowering American citizens. Ebenezer Baptist was also where the late Representative John Lewis worshipped. Ordinary people with extraordinary vision can redeem the soul of America by getting in what I call good trouble, necessary trouble, Representative Lewis reminded us. We join with Reverend Warnock in embodying the legacy of Dr. King and Representative Lewis for the sake of our nation and for the sake of our own souls. Let MLK Day 2021 be a time when we celebrate a living legacy, an alive legacy, a legacy we continue to live into day after day, year after year. Won't you join with me in a moment of sacred intention as we invoke the highest good and greatest truth? We unite our hearts and minds, stilling ourselves in a moment of unbroken attention when we call upon all that is, ever has been, and yet shall be, in reverence for our living. God of many names and beyond all our naming, be with us in our struggles to build and become beloved community, to create a world that is fairer tomorrow than it was yesterday, where all its people might live as one and flourish together as kin. Lift our spirits, clarify our vision, and strengthen our resolve. Encourage us in confronting disturbing realities, and empower each one of us to be causes of good and necessary trouble. This we pray in the name of all we hold holy, in the name of everything that keeps faith. Amen.